The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, welcoming you to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, where we bring you what's hot in Hollywood. And what's hot this week is new music from Eric Hutchinson. Here's The Basement. Hutchinson is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, piano player who has just released his new CD, Moving Up, Living Down. The first single from that album, Watching You, Watching Him, is a top five hit at AAA Radio and soared to the top 25 on Hot AC, in addition to being an iTunes Single of the Week. Eric's currently touring to celebrate the release of Moving Up, Living Down and playing to sold-out venues, including the Troubadour in Los Angeles. Eric, you've traveled all over the world performing for fans. Have your travels and all of that touring had an effect on your music?
Yeah, I'd say the travel definitely affected the music and the songwriting. You know, I toured on the first album all around America and probably five or six times, and then after that went over to Australia and New Zealand and Norway and Dubai and all these places I never thought I would go. And it was really exciting, and but also really an education and just really interesting to see all these different kinds of people embracing the music and singing it, and I think all of that was really in my head when I was writing this new album.
Well, you certainly embrace different musical styles. You have a song called The Basement, And you sing about rocking it old school and about wanting to hear something from beyond your years. What is it about rock and roll and soul music from the 50s and 60s that resonates for you?
Yeah, you know, I've always just loved soul music from very, very early on. My parents used to play a lot of Motown and stuff like that around the house. And I kind of consider myself a soul singer, you know, because I think it sort of just comes from a real place for me. It has to in the songs. And I just get so inspired by people like Ronald Isley and Sam Cooke and James Brown and Aretha Franklin, people like that, Stevie Wonder. So I went to this club outside of Boston after one of our shows. The promoter invited us out, and I said, oh, I'm pretty tired, I should go home. He said, no, you got to come see this place. It's really, you're going to love it. So we went there. This place was called The Basement, and it was just a DJ who was playing 45 records and playing all this old soul music from the 50s and 60s. And it was just so great to be around it. And there were so many people there that were just loving the music and young people, you know. And it was just so fun to watch all these people really like sharing in that music again and not having to just kind of go out and hear the Black Eyed Peas or something like that every night at the club. So for me, it was just a really fun moment. And I wrote the song The Basement as kind of an homage to the music and also that night and that club.
Wonderful. You write a lot of very hopeful and upbeat tunes, but you also have an emotional side to your music. Can you tell us a little bit?
I'm a basket case.
Hardly. Can you tell us why you named your CD Moving Up, Living Down?
Yeah, I think this album is really about transition. You know, I made the first album. I was still living in Maryland where I grew up. And then right after that, I moved to New York City where I live now and wrote this new album. And, you know, I think a lot of New York City is in this music and the, sort of the rhythm and the people and the food and the energy. It's about growing up and staying true to yourself. It's about trying to move up in life, but also stay close to the people that you're with. I mean, it's just an album about transition.
When did you realize that you wanted to be a singer and a songwriter?
Well, I always liked singing for as long as I can remember. And the next logical step for me when I was a kid was, oh, if I like singing, why don't I make up a song? And so I was kind of singing these little melodies that I had. You know, I was probably like 8 or 9, and my music teacher at school said, you know, hey, that's really, I noticed you're singing these little songs. Why don't you, when we have an idea for a song, what we do is we write it down. And so she sort of showed me how to write it down, and she wrote the lyrics out and did like the sheet music. And I don't know, it was the first time somebody was showing some interest in what I was doing. And that it was also, I think, just, I've always been attracted to the idea of being able to organize my thoughts and put them into something. And I mean, that's why this new tour has been so satisfying and exciting, because I sort of think there's 3 steps to an album. There's the writing it, there's recording it, and then now there's sharing it with the fans, and having them sing along to all this stuff every night is just, you know, why I got into all of it.
Well, it must be tremendous to have people singing along with your music.
It's great. It's wonderful, and my fans are awesome. I mean, they're like one huge glee club or choir or something. You know, I really lean on my fans heavily to sing along with everything, because I make my music to dance to and sing to. It's a really interactive show, so it's the best feeling ever to have people singing along to the music.
And it is very danceable, too. That's another thing that's just terrific about your tunes.
Well, when I'm writing the songs, I always stamp my foot when I'm writing, and if I'm not stamping my foot when I'm working on the song, it's usually a bad sign. So, you know, they're dance songs, and I have fun doing that.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the tour. Places within the sound of my voice where you're going to be touring include Las Vegas at the Cosmopolitan. You're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's May 25th, 26th, and 27th. And then on Wednesday, June 27th, you're going to be at the Ram's Head in Baltimore, Maryland.
25. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm from D.C. originally, and we just did a show in D.C., and that sold out so quickly, which was amazing. And so we added the second show in Baltimore, and we've got a bunch of other dates, and I'm just having a great time. It's really exciting to get to share the music with the fans. And also, I think the songs take on a new personality once the fans get to hear them. It's a high-energy show, and the band and I are just having so much fun. And if you haven't heard the music, or if you have, either way, it's a great way to kind of check it out.
So where can our listeners see the complete list of your tour schedule?
You can go to my website, which is erichutchinson.com, and then I'm also on Twitter, at Eric Hutchinson, and I'm constantly tweeting about the dates and the shows and stuff like that. So,
and where can people get your new CD, Moving Up, Living Down?
I don't know where anymore you get CDs anymore, but, you know, iTunes and Amazon and your local CD store, I guess. So, yeah, you know.
Well, fair enough. Let's hear the first single from your new CD. From Moving Up, Living Down, this is Eric Hutchinson with Watching You, Watching Him.
Love you from the bottom of my heart, and that's not gonna change, but things look grim when I'm watching you, watch him. I give you the best a man can hope to give, but I'm not feeling brave, chances are slim when I'm watching you, watch him. Oh, what is left to learn when he would let you crash and burn? He never gives attention, but you still yearn. Where do I fit in when I'm watching you, watch him? Things I cannot do, and I want you when he's playing all his games, and it gets hard to tell who's the victim when I'm watching you, watch him.
The gorgeous Charmaine Clamore will sing something sexy. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
With a tune written by Jeffrey Lee Tozer, this is the lovely Charmaine Clamore with Sweet Spot.
sugar, right there. Don't stop what you do. Sure is not every time you hit that sweet spot.
Next week, we have our blues special coming up. We are playing requests from some of our listeners, so if you have a blues song that you'd like to hear played on the air, just email me at cfoxrocks.com. Go to the Contact Us page. Here's Maria Muldaur with a track from her latest CD, Steady Love, Blues Go Walking.
Well, I try to stay here, but my blues go walking, my blues go walking, they go out walking. I try to stay here when I'm going down. I try to stay here, but my blues go walking around. I lay in my bed, but my blues go walking, my blues go walking, they go out walking. I stay in my bed and I don't even make a sound. but my blues go walking around. My blues go walking, they go out looking, someone's burning. What someone's cooking, someone's moaning, someone's out of her nightgown. My blues go looking, my blues go walking around. Take it to town. Don't fall in love, or your blues will go walking around. Well, I try to stay here, but my blues go walking. My blues go walking, they go out walking. I try to stay here when I'm going down. Try to stay here, but my blues go walking around. Well, I try to stay here, but my blues go walking around.
This is Carolyn Fox, and for features that we just can't play on the air, check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's a tune from Smash Mouth, Summer Girl.
Summer Girl, melting me, hopelessly drifting out to sea. Let me take you to the old arcade. I got a pocket full of sandy change. I don't know much, but I have a clue. You never owned a pair of shoes. When winter comes, promise me you'll keep me warm and always be my summer girl. Ever brown, you're laughing as I'm sinking down behind the shades. Do you know how to save a drowning soul? The sunny days are way too long. I'm out of place where you belong. When darkness falls, promise me you'll keep me warm and always be my summer girl.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And you can follow me, Carolyn Fox, on Twitter at Carolyn Fox. Coming up, we have a track from Malaya McGinnis from her sweet CD, This Is Always Something to Believe In.
I was lots of little pieces. I've been glued and taped together. I was strong and tied the best way I knew how. I was one breath short of living till I found something to believe in. simple thing my heart has figured out. We all hurt, we all ache, then to the point we think we'll break, but there's always something to believe in. We all hope, we all climb, and leaving the ground's just a matter of time. There's always something to believe in, something to believe in. There was a candle of truth, I'd be honest, things don't get better overnight. It's one foot forward, one step at a time. But that never stopped me from trying. I had nothing left to lose. When I hit the bottom, I knew this was true. We all heard. But there's always something to believe in. We all hope, we all climb, and leaving the ground's just a matter of time. There's always something to believe in, something to believe in. I always do what I've always done. I'll get what I've always got. So come on, come on, come on. Yeah, we all hurt, we all ache, and to the point we think we'll break, but there's always something to believe in. We all hope, we all climb, and leaving the ground's just a matter of time. To believe in, something to believe in, something to believe in.
Stay tuned after the break for brand new music from Dan Kibler. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From his brand new self-titled CD, this is Dan Kibler with The Misunderstood. This is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, where we bring you what's hot in Hollywood. The Guardians of the Metropolis have a unique perspective on what paradise might be like. Here's Postcards from Heaven.
I met the angels when they came to me this morning. All dressed in white, they said there's nothing to fear. They showed me through a gate that led into a garden. When I looked back, I saw the world disappear. They walked me down a long hallway. They took me into my room. They said,
Fox, and you can see me and shoot me an email at cfoxrocks.com. When Bill Sheffield gets restless, he gets a new tattoo.
Thank you. bright red lips in a very private place. My grandma said it's a sad disgrace. Yeah, I get my whole doggone family in a stew. When I go down, give me a new tattoo. Fake ID, and you decide where you want that thing to be. Yeah, I'm gonna get one for my girlfriend too. We going down and get her first tattoo.
This is Carolyn Fox reminding you that you can check out my blog at Carolyn Fox Rocks. If you like a romance, you can keep on the down low. Keaton Simons has you covered with Nobody Knows.
Blink, that's my wake-up call. I'm slowly falling back to sleep, just in time for a mirror full of dreams to wash me clean. I reflect upon this burning secret that we keep. Once again we tell our friends there's nothing going on. Sure, sure, honey, haven't seen you around. That's right, I heard you've been out of town with some guy who looks a lot like me. Can't you see that nobody knows you like I do? We can let them wonder. Everyone thinks they know the truth. We will never understand. Better we lie and play it cool. So when I see you, it's just sure, sure, honey, honey. We both know that this is just too. La, 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 la. Wink, that's our signal. I leave by the back door. Know that we're gonna meet in an hour, so prepare your alibi. You got things to do, staying with a friend tonight. As for me, well, I said you can call me friend, that's alright. Sure, sure, honey, guess I'll see you around. Meanwhile, you'll be up and down with some guy who looks a lot like me. Can't you see that nobody knows you like I do? We can let them wonder. Everyone thinks they know the truth. We will never understand. Better we lie and play it cool. So when I see you, it's just sure, sure, honey, honey. We both know that this is just pretend. I know every inch of you, but I will barely speak to you tonight. That's just how it's gotta be.
Coming up after the break, sex with the tyrants in therapy. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
The Tyrants in Therapy bring you a lascivious public service announcement. Sex is back.
Testing, testing, one, two, one, two. May I have your attention, please? I have an important announcement to make. Sex is back. It's running hot and cool. Like some pussycat stretching his back by the side of a swimming pool. Sex is back. It never went away. But now it's come out of the underground, and it looks like sex is here to stay. Sex is back. It's on the front page, too. Some young housewife rediscovered it on aisle 7, right there next to the air and the food. Sex is back. I thought that it had disappeared. But some people are saying that you just can't keep a good thing down, and they're calling it the comeback of the year. Sex is back. And not just for cats and for fish.
Sex.
People have reported that they're serving sex as an a la carte dish. Sex is back, and if the president can, that means that every boy and every girl, and even your old man can. What is this thing called sex, Bobby? We turn to you to make it clear. Is it a man playing a steel guitar, standing there, grinning from ear to ear? Your parents had sex once. More than once. Sex is back. It just hauled off and came out of the woods. And the weird part about it is that even the Republicans are starting to think that sex is good. And if you haven't heard that sex is back, your head's gotta be stuck in the sand. And if you don't know that sex is back, well, I simply have to make you understand. That's right. Sex is back. Sex is back. You have to be quite careful about these things. My advice is to stay indoors, wear loose-fitting clothes, and maybe the whole thing will pass you by. Otherwise, you might find yourself saying things like, "Parlez-vous?" and "Ooh, ooh, ooh." The reason is, that's right, now you know. Sex is back.
Find out what's happening behind the scenes at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's the title track from Peter Himmelman's Mission of My Soul.
You need me, I'll stand beside you. I'm there for you wherever you go. When you're hungry, I'll satisfy you. That's the mission of my soul. Confession, I'm there to listen. When you're crossing the ocean, got a boat to row. When you need attention, your audience won't be missing. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah. Bed now. When you're unsure, I'm gonna let you know. I say, baby, don't trouble your head now. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah. Plans and you need a partner, baby, I'm your man. Just tell me, when do we go? You be my flower,
you be my flower,
and I'll be your gardener. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, bringing you Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. There's something about going into summer that just makes you want to hear some Zydeco. With King Cake, this is Lisa Haley and the Zydecats. in Hollywood. Here's a naughty character study from Randy Newman. Shame.
Pretty little baby, come, you never come around. Pretty little baby, how come you never come around? I send you all them pretty flowers, now you know where to be found. Call you up at midnight sometime, I must admit, when I find you're not at home. My head heats up like a furnace, my heart grows colder than a stone. So what's good all this money I got, if every night I'm left here all alone? It's a gun that I need.
Shame, shame, shame,
I ain't saying nothing. Talking about. All right, let's talk a little business. You know what I'm saying? Man of my experience of life, don't expect a beautiful young woman like yourself to come on over here every day, have some old dude banging on her like a gypsy on a tambourine. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. But I will say this. I've been all over the world. And I've seen some wonderful things. I haven't been well lately, and I have no one to share my plans, my dreams, my hopes, my schemes, my...
Shame, 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 shame.
You could be right. I've sunk pretty low this time.
Shame, 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 shame.
These are truly desperate times. Saw your little sandals, baby, out behind the wishing well. Down here in the cool depths of the quarter, where the rich folk dwell. The picture of you in diamonds, satins and pearls. Come on back to daddy. Daddy misses little baby girl. Now my father, he is an angry man. Him and made you pay. I myself am no longer an angry man. But don't make me beg you. Don't make me beg. Feels like wake up in the morning, have every joint in your body aching, goddammit. You know what it feels like, have to get up in the middle of the night, sit down and take a piss. You do know, so you say, I have my doubts missing. Do you know what it feels like to have to beg a little bum like you for love? Goddammit, you little bitch, I'd kill you if I didn't love you so much.
Shame, shame, shame.
Shut up. Forgive me, my unfocused words. I was flying blind, I lost my mind. You can find it in your heart if you got one. Forgive me, I'll be ever so grateful to you. Will you stop that, please? Will you stop that, please? I'm trying to talk to someone. Thank you. You know, I have a Lexus now.
This is Carolyn Fox, inviting
much.
You to tune in next week at the same time for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Next week, we have our special blues show. Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Vandorans is going to be our special guest in the studio. He'll be discussing his new CD, The Smartest Man in the Room. We're going to play you out with a preview from that CD right here. This is Wrist Rocket.